Day 356, Paul's Perilous Voyage, Part 1, Acts 26, verses 30 through 27, verse 11. "This man has done nothing wrong," the king said as he left. "He could have been set free, but now he has to take his case to the emperor." Paul, Luke, and Artaxerxes traveled to Rome with several other prisoners. They set sail with the Roman centurion Julius in charge. From Caesarea, the ship sailed north along the coast of Judea. They anchored at Sidon. There, Julius allowed Paul to visit his friends. The ship left the next day. It didn't land again until reaching Myra in Lycia. There, the prisoners were moved to a ship from Alexandria. It was carrying wheat from Egypt to Italy. Sailing was slow because the wind was blowing the wrong way. Finally, they came under the south side of the island of Crete. There they entered the port of Fair Havens. They had lost many days getting this far in the voyage. Winter would have to pass before they could sail on to Italy. Paul spoke to the ship's captain and her owner. "I can see that this will be a dangerous voyage. The cargo will be lost, and so will our lives." But they paid no attention. Here's two questions for your children, parents. Why couldn't the king set Paul free? And what did Paul tell the ship's captain about the voyage? Hope you enjoyed today's lesson. Have a blessed day. And parents, don't forget to pray with your children. Thank you.